We're living in a season right now that is an opportune time to speak up to the world about what God has done in your life. Amen. Every one of us have a story to tell. Every one of us have a testimony. And that testimony is your story of what God has done or is doing in your life. Amen. And so it really doesn't matter what the circumstances are. I want to read to you from Luke chapter 21. Luke 21 is some verses that describe what it's like in the last days. And you and I are living in these days right now. Luke 21 and verse 8. Take heed that ye be not deceived, for many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ. And the time draweth near. Go ye not therefore after them. When you shall hear of wars and commotions, be not terrified, for these things must first come to pass. But the end is not by and by. Then said he unto them, Nation shall rise against nation, kingdom against kingdom. Great earthquakes shall be in divers places, and famines and pestilences and fearful sights and great signs shall be there from heaven. But before all these, they shall lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my name's sake. Verse 13 is the verse I want to focus on here tonight. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. Do you know that the work of the Spirit of God is not hindered by what's going on in the world? The work of the Spirit is not stopped just because of, you know, the economy's bad or politics are messed up or all the things, the morality is just completely bankrupt, just the terrible direction of our nation. But that doesn't control what is happening in the realm of the Spirit of God. And so we need to be reminded that all of us can speak in this time, in this season. We can still speak up and talk to people in the world, because God can use all these adverse and difficult situations and turn them into our testimony. A testimony that we are overcoming in spite of all of these things that are happening in the world today, that there's still a light of truth and a light of the gospel that can shine in such a difficult time. It shall turn to you for a testimony. Now that word, testimony, is a word that is, you'll find that word throughout the scripture, and it's many, many, many dozens of times in the Old Testament, the word testimony. It's interesting that the Hebrew word for testimony is a word that I cannot really pronounce very well. It's idoth, and the word means do it again. Lord, do it again. Do it again. So when the word testimony is used, it's describing a word that's being spoken is declaring what God has done and saying, Lord, we want you to do this again. Do it again. Do it in the lives of people. Now, it's a wonderful thing to give testimonies like some have shared here tonight, giving glory to the Lord, honoring the Lord for what he has done. But a testimony is a spoken record of what God has done. A spoken record of what God has done. Now, there's a lot of voices in our world today. This is an age of communication. And you go back years ago, I mean, I can remember when my grandmother, she didn't have a telephone. And I so desired, when I was a little kid, I wanted to make sure. I would say, when I get a job, when I get old enough to get a job, I want to buy my grandmother a telephone. I didn't understand that it was not just buying a telephone, but it was a monthly bill that was involved as well. But she didn't have a telephone. She lived in just a humble little house, but I wanted her to have that. But now, when she finally did get a phone, then it was one of those lines that wasn't an isolated line. What do they call it? Party line. And so you could pick up her phone, and if you didn't get it just at the right time, you'd hear the neighbor's conversation, and you had to wait your turn to use the phone because it was a party line. Anybody heard of those party lines before? That's, you got to be kind of older to remember those days. I'm just saying, communications have really changed over the last 50 years. So much so that not only do we have telephones, but then they graduated to other things like fax machines, cell phones, and now it's emails, text messages, all different means of communication. And it's really that quick. I was in India some years ago, and I wanted to call home to let my wife know that I was there safe. And I asked one of the Indian brothers, how can I thought I would have to go to like a phone center, because years earlier I'd been in some other countries like Romania, and I had to go to a location in town to use a phone to call overseas. But progress had come to India because he handed me his cell phone. He said, call your wife. And so I dialed all the way from India. I just dialed, and she answered, and it sounded like she was just across town. That's how communications have changed. And there's all this information and all this talk that's going on, text messages and all this interaction, speaking to people. And with all the language and all the talking and everything that's being said, but yet there's not nearly what needs to be said. There needs to be more talk and communication to the world about the Lord. There needs to be a testimony of the Lord's great power and his ability to change people's lives. You know what I've noticed over the years, even in a church testimony meeting, testimonies can change an atmosphere. If people are now, if they're standing up and complaining about their problems, then that's not a good thing. But if they're standing up and they're really glorifying God for what he has done, for what he is doing, for answers to prayer, changes the atmosphere. And whenever you go out in the world, on your job, in your neighborhood, wherever that you might be, and you begin to testify to what the Lord is doing. And everybody has a testimony. Every believer, you have a testimony. And you can share that with someone that's in the world. It can change the focus of your conversation. It can change the whole atmosphere. Whenever you begin to talk to people about the Lord and share your testimony. Now I want to read also over here in Psalm 119 and verse 11. It says, thy testimonies have I taken as an heritage forever. The word literally means as your inheritance. And so whenever you begin to speak up for the Lord, whenever you share the testimony of what God is doing and has done in your life, in the world, then you become a part of the inheritance of what God is doing and has done. We become in good company with people like Moses and David and Abraham and Isaiah and Paul the Apostle and all these different ones who declared the name of the Lord and gave the testimony of the Lord, like Paul, before kings and in palaces or wherever that he was, he declared the goodness of the Lord. And so your testimonies have I taken as a heritage, as an inheritance forever, for they are the rejoicing of my heart. Nothing like the testimony of the Lord that brings joy and rejoicing. When you talk to people about the Lord, it changes everything. Amen. We sing that little chorus, "Let's Talk About Jesus." And really, if you can change the conversation in the world and point people to the Lord, you have to be used of the Lord and willing to speak up for the Lord. But my, they are out there in this world and their lives are so messed up and they are so lost in their sin. And the only hope is a word of hope. The only hope is a testimony that says, God has done this for me. He can do it for you too. Amen. So I encourage you to develop your testimony. Develop it. Not only your salvation story, but what God has done, what he is doing, if it's healings, miracles, different ways that God has moved in your life or moved in your family, moved in your household. Develop your testimony so that whenever the door opens, opportunity arises, that you can be ready to give an answer to the world for the reason of the hope that you have in the Lord. Amen. Share your testimony, and when you do, it brings joy to you and it brings joy to those that you are talking to. Amen. To those that you are witnessing to those that you're testifying. A lot of people don't even know how desperately they need the Lord, but if they can hear it from you, this is what God has done. Here's the evidence of what he has done in my life. Here is how he has moved in my home, moved for my children. This is how he has healed my body. This is how he has provided for us financially. This is what God has done for me. And as you share that testimony, your heart is filled with joy, and there is a change of the atmosphere, an atmosphere of joy and rejoicing because of what God is doing. Amen. So I encourage you to develop your testimony, because the world needs to hear some good news. The world needs to hear from you what God has done. And I know it takes courage. It takes boldness. But if you've been filled with the Spirit, then you know that you have been given power by the Holy Ghost to speak up. To speak up to a world that's really desperately in need. So your life is your testimony. And if you're a Christian and you're saying, "Oh, I don't really have all that much to say." Well, shame on you, because you do. You've got plenty to say. You've got plenty to share. There's much that God has done for you that you can share with those that are in the world, of God's blessing, his favor upon your life. Let's turn back to Psalm 67. Psalm 67 in verses 1 and 2. God be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. So this is the psalmist. It's somewhat of a prayer. God, show mercy, and Lord, that your face would shine upon us. It literally means that God would smile upon you, that you have the blessing or the favor of God upon your life. God, bless me with your favor, with your blessing upon my life. Why? So that we can enjoy all these good things take them all in our own life and just enjoy them? Or is it so that we can share it? Verse 2, that thy way may be known upon the earth. All the good things, all the favor, all the blessings that God sends your way, God has allowed these things to come your way so that they can be published to the world, so that they can be declared to the world. Let the people, or let that thy way may be known upon the earth, that thy saving health among all nations. You've got a testimony. You've got a story to tell. You need to share it with the world that needs to hear some good news. And you can do that if you will declare the name of the Lord. Something about a testimony that will stir the hearts of the hearer. It stirs the heart of the hearer. It somehow raises their faith to begin to say, at least within their heart, could God do that for me? We know that God is no respecter of persons. And so God's not going to do it for one and not do it for another. So whenever you tell people about what God has done in your life, then it stirs their faith. It stirs their heart to ask the Lord, Lord, if you have done it for them, could you do that for me? Could you save me? Could you change my life? Could you give me hope and salvation? Well, that's what the psalmist says. That thy way may be known upon the earth, and thy saving health among all nations. It is the most powerful tool for reaching the lost that we have. That is our testimony of what God has done and what he is doing. Psalm 91 and verse 2, I will say of the Lord, what do you have to say? I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. I will say of the Lord, he's my safety, my security, my hiding place, my refuge, my fortress. In him will I trust. I just challenge you to spend some time thinking and meditating upon all the things that God is doing and has done in your life. Amen. What the Lord has done. And maybe before it becomes a spoken word, maybe you should write it down. Write it down. Write down. This is what God has done. This is what God is doing. These are prayers that God has answered. These are times that God has healed me. Write it down and then share it with someone that needs to hear. So, yeah, we're in a really dark time. In all of my years, I've never seen things as wicked and anti-God, anti-Christ, as they are in this world today. But none of these things will stop the working and the moving of the Spirit of God and the convicting work of the Spirit of God. When you speak up to the world and let them know, what God will do is he'll take the worst and most horrible circumstances and turn it around for a testimony. He'll turn it around and make it a part of your testimony. When they see, as dark and as wicked and as evil as these times are, and they're still able to glorify God, they're still able to honor the Lord and to serve the Lord in times like this. Your testimony is a powerful thing. It's a powerful thing that God can use to really speak up to the world in their times of need. People need to hear a good report. They need to hear a word of hope. And that can only come from believers, Christians, who know what it is to experience the power of God. You know what the Bible is? The Bible is many things, but the Bible is for the most part, it is a record of the testimonies of great men and women of God, of all the things that God has done and how that He moved and how that He worked. And when we read through the stories of the great men and women of the Bible, we read what God has done for them, and we're challenged and encouraged to know that God has done it so He can do it again. Amen. Praise the Lord. So don't allow the darkness of the world that we're in to hinder you or discourage you from speaking up. Go ahead and be used of the Lord and share your testimony whenever God gives you an opportunity. And you would be amazed at how that God can use that to stir their heart toward God, to open their heart toward the things of the Lord. So right now, in the midst of the dark, dark time that we're in, the Lord wants the light to shine. Don't hide it. Don't be ashamed, but speak up and share what God has done in your life. And you will be amazed at how God will use that to turn lives around. Amen. To stir up faith in the hearts of people. So the word testimony just means, do it again, Lord. This is what you have done. Lord, do it again. Do it in their life. Do it in this person. Do it in our children. Do it in our lost family and loved ones. Do it for them and testify of the faithfulness of God. Amen. Amen. So I just challenge you tonight to do that and even write it down. Your testimony is the spoken record. It's the spoken record of what God has done. And don't focus on your problems. Focus on what God has done, and then tell it. Tell it. And let people know what God can do. Amen. A revival such as we have coming up next week is an opportunity for you to talk to people, to witness to people, and to tell people. It's one thing, and I'm all for inviting people to church. Do it. Invite them to church. But maybe go a step further and let them know, this is what God has done. This is what He is doing. And share your story, your testimony with the world in faith, believing that God's going to do it again in their life. Amen? Amen. Let's stand together. Thank you, Lord, for the promise of your word. Thank you, Lord, that your testimonies are sure. They are pure, Lord, in the middle of all of these dark and troubling times. Thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. Use us, Lord. Use us, Lord, as a testimony of your mighty power. Praise the name of the Lord. Amen. God bless you.